listener production.
Hi there, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The Greens are now offering support for the federal government's Housing Australia Future Fund, but on two conditions. The housing bill has been stalled in the Senate for weeks due to a lack of support. Housing spokesperson Max Chandler-Mather has told the ABC they'll back it if more funding is provided.
One, we'd like a guarantee of $2.5 billion of investment in public, community and affordable housing every year. And we want the federal government to coordinate a national freeze on rent increases by putting $1 billion on the table, similar to the way they've coordinated other national reform efforts.
A teenager has been arrested following a fatal stabbing in Melbourne. Emergency crews were called to a home in South Yarra overnight, finding a 34-year-old dead. Police are speaking to a 17-year-old over the matter. A busy day of high-level talks for the Prime Minister, who is meeting his Vietnamese counterpart to end his trip to Southeast Asia. The overall aim today is to bring the two countries together, further strengthening trade and investment ties. At least 20 people have been injured in the latest alleged Russian strike on Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky has shared a video showing rescuers pulling people from the rubble of a two-story building in Dnipro. It's feared many people are still trapped. Around half the country is being warned to expect a drenching as a trough and a subsequent low-pressure system moves east. It'll start in the west tomorrow, with the worst of it to hit the southwest and southern states, with those in inland New South Wales being warned as much as a month's worth of rain could fall by late this week. In sport, Parramatta Eels star Dylan Brown has been charged with sexually touching another person without consent following an alleged incident at a Sydney night spot overnight. The Eels have released a statement saying they're aware of an incident involving the 22 year-old and have informed the NRL Integrity Unit. On the field now are the Bulldogs and the Roosters in Gosford. And David Warner has announced plans to retire from Test cricket after Australia's home series against Pakistan. The opener also confirming this will be his final Ashes series.